This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The number of deaths globally resulting from COVID-19 is more than 338,000, approximately 96,000 in the United States. The number of worldwide infections is about 5.2 million and more than 1.6 million in the U.S. The United States called on the World Health Organization to begin working immediately on investigating the source of the coronavirus as well as its handling of the response to the pandemic. Earlier this week, U.S. President Donald Trump threatened in a tweet that the U.S. would permanently halt funding to the United States agency if it did not commit to reforms within 30 days. Mr. Trump accuses the agency of being China-centric. Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus defended the WHO's action since the beginning of the pandemic. President Trump says that he is ordering all state governors to immediately open houses of worship across the nation. The president made the declaration Friday, even though it's not clear if he has the authority to do so. He says many governors have declared liquor stores and abortion providers as essential services and letting them stay open, but not houses of worship. And he says he's correcting the injustice and calling them essential. He says governors must allow them to reopen right now, and if they don't do it, he will override the governors. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention had prepared reopening guidelines for houses of worship weeks ago, but the White House had refused to release them, then shifted course. The British government says people flying into the United Kingdom will have to self-isolate for 2 weeks and could be fined for more than $1,000 if they fail to comply. The government says the quarantine is likely to start in early June and will apply to arrivals from everywhere except Ireland and maybe some exceptions. This is VOA News. Chinese mainland intelligence agencies could set up bases in Hong Kong, raising fears of direct law enforcement in which U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has called a death knell in the city's autonomy. Communist Party rulers unveiled more details about their proposed national security laws for the semi-autonomous city on Friday. Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, said her government will fully cooperate with the Chinese parliament to safeguard national security. She also said that the proposed plan would not affect rights, freedoms, or judicial independence in the city. But pro-democracy activists and politicians in the former British colony do not agree. They have for years opposed such legislation, arguing it could erode its autonomy, guaranteed under the One Country, Two Systems agreement set out when Hong Kong was returned to China in 1997. Former Vice President Joe Biden, the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, has apologized for what he called a cavalier answer to a question from a radio show host. He said he should not have been so cavalier after he told prominent black radio hosts that African-Americans who back President Trump ain't black. The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee quickly moved to address the fallout from his remark, which was interpreted by some as presuming black Americans would vote for him. In a call with the U.S. Black Chamber of Commerce that was added to his public schedule, Biden said he would never take the African-American community for granted. He said he shouldn't have been such a wise guy. Anyway, no one should have to vote for any party based on their race or religion or background. That was an acknowledgement of the stinging criticism he received in response to his comments, which he made earlier in the day on The Breakfast Club. It's a radio program that is popular in the black community. The family of slain journalist Jamal Khashoggi said Friday that they've given their father's murderers or forgiven the father's murderers. His son said in a tweet that we, the sons of martyr Jamal Khashoggi, announced that we pardoned those who killed our father. Khashoggi was last seen at the Saudi Arabian consulate in Istanbul on October 2, 2018, where he'd gone to obtain documents for his impending wedding. His body was reportedly dismembered and removed from the building. His remains were never found. The murder caused a global uproar, tarnishing the image of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who some Western governments believe ordered the killing. Find more at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.